This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you're trying to design a government program, say, to educate kids or reduce crime, you'd want it to actually work. There are now ways for policymakers to get a better handle on what's effective and what's not. A report out today from the Pew MacArthur Results First Initiative looks at how states are using cost-benefit analysis to guide public policy. Sarah McCammon reports.
It's a simple idea. Figure out what works and do more of it. But how do you know what that is? For starters, ask a researcher like Steve Ose, the director of the Washington State Institute for Public Policy.
The role that's assigned to the institute by the legislature, in effect, is that of an investment advisor.
Washington's legislature set up the institute nearly 30 years ago. The goal, Ose says, is to gather all the best data available, determine what policies work best, and figure out how much lawmakers could save taxpayers by adopting them. Take crime prevention programs like drug courts or group therapy for offenders.
We can rank all the options by return on investment. Where do we get the biggest crime-reducing bang for the taxpayers' bucks?
That's increasingly important as states face tight budgets, says Gary Van Landingham. He's the director of the Results First Initiative. The initiative's goal is to help states use cost-benefit analysis to make smarter decisions about everything from mental health treatment to transportation.
Because every state is different, and a program which will have a certain amount of impact may have more impact on one state than another simply because of the people who would be served by the program.
The Pew MacArthur study finds that all 50 states and the District of Columbia did some kind of cost-benefit analysis between 2008 and 2011, but only 36 states actually used some of that information to shape public policy decisions. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.